please thank you for joining us for the 52nd episode of Final Girls Horrorcast. I don't know why I said it like that, like I was a game show host. This is the show where we discuss some of the horror, thriller, and sci-fi movies currently available on your favorite streaming sites. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
This week marks the beginning of our Halloween marathon month, when we're covering an entire month of Halloween-themed movies that are streaming. We'll start today with Hellions and Satan's Little Helper. Just a heads up for you new listeners, we are a spoiler-heavy podcast, so listen at your own risk. Hellions is available to stream on Netflix. Don't do it. And Satan's Little Helper is currently streaming on Amazon Prime, so check those out before continuing if you are a spoiler-sensitive listener. Woo! I had coffee. Can you tell?
I have not. Can you tell?
Yeah.
I'm still in bed in my pajamas.
I think this is the earliest we have ever recorded. Ever.
I think so too.
It's not even 8:30 in the morning yet. Poor Carly's like asleep. She's like a sleep mask on her forehead.
It's fine. My boyfriend went to go get his breakfast burritos, so I'm in a really good spot.
Oh. Well, aren't you just spoiled?
Yes.
But anyway, before we jump into these films, let's get started with a segment that we like to call
Trailer Trash Talk.
Today's trailer is Creep 2 with a digital release date of October 24th. It looks like it's going to be on Netflix for those of you interested in that. It's directed by Patrick Bryce and written by Patrick Bryce and Mark Duplass. The IMDb summary is a video artist looking for work drives to a remote house in the forest to meet a man claiming to be a serial killer. But after agreeing to spend the day with him, she soon realizes that she made a deadly mistake.
I mean, question.
Yeah.
Why would you on purpose go meet with someone who claims to be a serial killer?
Well, did you watch the trailer, Carly?
I did.
I loved
it. But I didn't realize that was the premise. Oh, I'm super excited about this movie.
So the premise, if you haven't seen the trailer or you don't want to, I know a lot of our listeners like this segment because they don't like to watch trailers. So we kind of let them know if it looks good or not. So allow me to do that for you. In the trailer, and I love what they're doing with this, if you haven't seen Creep 1, first of all, if you haven't seen Creep 1, do it. Awesome. It's so much fun. And I believe it's still on Netflix and probably will be for a long time. But what they're doing in this one that's really interesting is this woman who's a videographer. She's not even a videographer. She's like a blogger. I would think on YouTube. It looks like she has a YouTube channel. She goes around and she looks at all these weird Craigslist ads and then meets the people who do the Craigslist ads and interviews them and hangs out with them and does these videos, which is a really cool and interesting premise. I love this premise. So she finds this ad for Mark Duplass, as we know, who is an actual killer. Don't know if he's a serial killer. Assume so.
I think we know because he has all those VHS tapes of him murdering people.
That's true. That's true. Spoiler alert, Carly. Just kidding.
This is a spoiler-heavy podcast. You've been warned.
Yeah. Anyway, it looks like, you know, she goes and interviews him and he's trying to scare her and she doesn't seem like she spooks easily. She's like, I like it. I get the impression that she's like a tough broad, you know? She's going to be a fun character to watch him interact with.
I agree. I think this is going to create an extra layer that maybe necessarily we didn't have in the first one, because the first one, the guy was kind of like, you know, a little weirded out the whole time.
He was weirded out immediately, whereas she's going to expect it to be crazy, right?
I think she's a bit of a tough cookie.
And I would assume she has some sort of safety precautions, something like that set up before she does these things. I mean, as a woman going around interviewing crazy people, I'm sure you have some sort of safety precautions in place.
Totally.
I would think.
Totally.
So I think it'll be interesting. It'll add another layer to this really creepy, fun premise. And I just can't wait. And I'm already excited for Creep 2 or Creep 3, as I know it's going to be a trilogy. And I just want to see all the creeps. And I love Mark Duplass. I love
Me
him.
Me too.
He's so
I'm
great.
Excited that we don't have to wait a super long time for this either. It's October 24th. That's so soon.
It's so soon. We have so many good streaming movies coming out. It's like, I don't know, we're taking kind of a break with all the cool new things coming out. Like, we're not even covering Gerald's game right away. So, God, stay tuned for November, I guess. That'll be happening. So, and we're going to have so many stockpiled up for us. And then December is already taken with our franchise month, which we're still not going to tell you what it is. I'm sorry. I really want to announce it. And every time anyone posts anything, I want to be like, I want to tell you what we're doing. But we're not.
It's going to be really entertaining.
Yeah. It'll be really fun. Okay. So let's move on. Let's talk about Hellions. Unless there's anything else you want to talk about with Creep 2, Carly.
No, I'm just super stoked.
I am. I can't wait.
Let's get started with Hellions from 2015, directed by Bruce McDonald, who also did Pontypool, written by Pascal Trottier, who did A Christmas Horror Story and The Colony. The IMDb summary is, a teenager must survive a Halloween night from hell when malevolent trick-or-treaters come knocking at her door. Yup.
This movie. If you watch this movie for us, if you watch this movie for this episode, like, send me your address. I'll send you some extra stickers.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. So sorry. This movie's so bad.
It's really bad.
So bad. Well, I don't even know what to say about this movie.
I don't either. It was funny. When I was writing my notes, I wrote like 7 pages of notes for Satan's Little Helper. And I wasn't even planning to. I just kept thinking of things I wanted to talk about. But with Hellions, I was just like, what am I watching? I can't write anything. I think I have like a page of notes and they're not even interesting. Because it just kept changing. It's like, I don't know. So basic premise, we have Dora, who's a 17-year-old girl who is, I don't know, alternative? I don't know what to call her. She's not like...
I'm not wearing a Halloween costume.
She's not punk and she's not goth. She's just like, I don't know. She is what she is. But she gets pregnant by her boyfriend and then slowly, I don't know, then it's Halloween and trick-or-treaters come, but they're evil and they're after her baby. It's basically it, right? But it's like really dreamy and trying to be super artistic when it's not really that way. And there's no closure. There's no real story. We don't really know anyone's motive. It's really strange. It's a really strange movie to watch. And it takes a really long time to get through, even though it's only an hour and 20 minutes long.
It's like this is the longest, shortest movie of all time. Yeah. Like, I know it's not the shortest, but like this movie did not end.
No.
And not only did it not end, but like you said, nothing makes sense. Like there's no resolution. There's no there's no reason for any of this to be happening. It's like they were like, oh, I found this really cool filter setting on my video camera. Let's make a movie based on hell.
Yeah. Well, it's
that
like,
makes no sense.
Well, okay. So I figured out why everything's pink outside, and it's because of the blood moon.
No.
Well, that's...
I mean, that makes sense that it's their reasoning, but it's stupid.
Well, and that's not really what happens during a blood moon. I've seen blood moons before. They don't make everything look you're in Oz.
That's really the reason?
I think so.
But, like, what's with the wind inside? I thought they were in some, like, weird hell portal or something.
I don't know, but it's not pink inside, though. Even though there's wind and crazy shit happening, it's not pink inside, it's only pink outside. It's like The Wizard of Oz, you know? Like, there's black and white in color. I will admit that it's really beautiful. Like, when it's outside, I really liked the imagery of it. I didn't understand it or anything like that, but I did think it looked cool. That kept me going for, like, 5 extra minutes. I don't know.
This movie, like, lost me super early, and I was like, don't fall asleep. You have to talk about this. And then I was like, what am I going to say about this? I don't even know what the hell's happening, and everything's different, and then Terminator guy shows up, and then he disappears, but then he's back.
I don't know what it's trying to say. So Dora's pregnant. She's 17. She obviously doesn't want to be pregnant because she's 17 years old. And it kind of seems like she might be leaning towards getting an abortion. it doesn't outright say it, but right. It does seem like that's where she's leaning toward. But she also doesn't smoke after she finds out. So I don't think her mind's made up. You know, if you're like, fuck yes, I'm getting an abortion, you'll go home and smoke cigarettes and drink and whatever, right? Because it doesn't matter to you.
It doesn't matter. Right.
But anyway, she like keeps herself from smoking and things. So, you know, maybe she hasn't made up her mind yet. But I feel like this is a commentary on like being pro-life almost. I don't know what else to take from it. She's pregnant and these things are trying to take her baby and then she fights them off. It's just, I don't know. I don't really understand the commentary here.
If anybody gets it, which I don't know if anybody or, you know, I don't think
anyone gets it. I don't think there's anything to get. I think it's just like, it's too elusive.
It makes no sense.
It really doesn't. All right. Well, since we don't really have much more to say, I guess I can go through my notes and maybe we'll find something there. On the cemetery sign, when she's walking around, it says Happy Halloween, not Halloween. I mean, that's creative, right? Because that's something that would be that would be right. written on a cemetery sign.
Totally.
So the doctor who's telling Dora that she's pregnant is the least professional looking doctor I've ever seen in my life.
Those stupid ears, man.
Could you maybe take off the elf ears when you tell someone that they're pregnant? And they obviously are too young to be dealing
Especially
with a baby.
Like, yeah, 17-year-old child.
Yeah, obviously this is not happy news. This isn't happy news. Maybe take off the elf ears. No? He keeps them on the whole
stupid.
Movie. It doesn't make
sense. That's what I said. I was like, is he still wearing those effing ears?
Yes.
What is happening?
Is that even real, though? Like, I don't know if any of it's real. It must be, because at the end she has a big cut in her belly. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck this movie's trying to tell me.
I don't know. I got nothing.
And then when Dora's in the woods on her way home after finding out she's pregnant, she hears, like, hospital sounds in the background. So she hears, like, you know, doctor to room 204 or whatever in the background. It's like, okay. So immediately I'm thinking she's dreaming this. Like, she's in a hospital in, like, a coma or something. I thought this whole movie was her in a coma. Like, I did no idea what that was about. There's lots of blood imagery for some reason. There's like, you know, in the tub, there's a lot of blood. And so before anything even happens, before Hellions make an appearance, she's having these allusions to bleeding a lot, losing the baby, I would think. She's 4 weeks pregnant and eating pickles and honey.
I thought that was weird, too. I was like, okay, so you find out you're pregnant and you immediately go home and just start eating weird shit. That's not really how it works.
I myself really have never been pregnant, but I know a lot of women who have been. None of them had any cravings that early, but okay. She also has, her pregnancy also, like, it goes really quickly. Time is very strange in this movie, just period. Because I noticed it then, and then she also decided she wants to go to the party with her boyfriend. She texts him, pick me up at 6:30. Then later, she's watching TV. She's like, where are you? It's so late. But her phone says 4:45. What? I don't know if that's like on purpose or they just
missed it. Good for you for watching that so closely, because I was like, whatever.
Well, she's like looking at her phone and it's like a picture of them. But then also in the corner, you can see 4:45. And I'm like, why is she waiting for him that early?
That's so funny. She's so prepared to leave.
She's so ready to go. That didn't make any sense. And then, like, once the trick-or-treaters start coming, which it's only these three trick-or-treaters that keep coming. Like, I don't know. She doesn't have any actual trick-or-treaters, I'm guessing. I don't know about that. Then, like, you see that when she starts freaking out and trying to call the cops and all of that, you see the clocks whizzing around really fast. Is that supposed to be like a poltergeisty thing? Like the Hellions are messing with her clocks, or is time actually going by quickly?
I have no idea what happened in this movie, so I have no answer for you.
Well, it's not really a question to you as much as a general question.
Sure. No one fucking knows.
No one fucking knows.
Zero people know.
I don't know. Then the kids start messing with her. The Hellions start messing with her. One of them looks like Jason Voorhees and when he's Baghead. When he's the Baghead version of Jason Voorhees. And there is a scene in the beginning where she first sees him, and it's very Halloween. She looks out the window and she sees him standing there on the street. Which I noticed. I noticed that nod. I don't care. There's nothing. There's nothing else happening.
I don't give a shit. Yeah.
Thank you for that nod to a movie that's much better than this movie. I'd rather be watching Halloween and Friday the 13th.
Ugh, this movie was so bad.
She calls the mom to tell her that terrible things are happening, and the mom seems not concerned even a little bit. Even she didn't. She said they were having car problems or something.
I don't know. Literally, what's real? I don't know.
Also, she notices pretty early in the film that she can kill them with salt, but it takes her a really long time to use salt again. If I'm able to kill the thing that's attacking me with salt, you better fucking believe I'm carrying salt with me everywhere.
Oh, at all times.
Yeah. She's like, oh, this kills them. Okay. I guess I'll just leave it in the kitchen and go somewhere else now. Like, no!
Not the brightest bulb.
What are you, fucking stupid? It takes her way too long to figure that out.
Agreed. And then she doesn't even, like, there's, I don't know. I was like, oh, finally, a resolution. Nope.
And then, okay, the doctor comes, tries to save her. He dies. He's still wearing the elf ears, by the way.
Still wearing the elf ears as he's bleeding from the abdomen.
Yeah. Another policeman comes. Or the first, I don't know why I said another. A policeman comes. And he just happened to have the same thing happen to his wife. What a coincidence.
T-1000, man. He's... Yeah, I don't know. It's just, this movie's so weird.
What a coincidence. The same thing happened to my wife. Let me explain this to you. I am also an expert on runes.
Let me explain it while not explaining it. See ya. Stay here.
There's runes painted on the walls, I guess, from the Hellions. And he's like, this rune means this. This rune means this. What did you do? Who did you upset? It's like, oh my God. He's a rune expert and also a cop. Oh, fuck. And then I wrote, there's still a half hour left.
This movie does not end.
No, it keeps going. And the song playing in the background is, na, 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 blood! Blood! In case you forgot, Carly, you just get to hear that over and over again.
Guys, what the hell is this movie?
Exploding pumpkins. That's my next note. Lots of, for some reason, not sure why pumpkins are exploding, but watch out. The pumpkins are exploding. And then she's in the hospital. And then, well, she cuts herself open.
Yeah.
I don't know why. To get her baby out, I'm guessing.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
It's just really messy. It's really unorganized. It's really lazy. But still.
Very poorly written,
but still is somehow pretentious.
Stupid filter.
Yeah. Although I will say the acting's not bad. I thought she did a really good job with.
I didn't have a complaint about the acting. I just think that it was just shit.
Her little brother is the same boy from The Box and XX, in case you were wondering why he looks familiar.
He did look very familiar, but I didn't care enough to look him up.
Yeah, it was bugging me, so I did. But yeah, so that's Hellions. Don't watch it. It's bad for all the reasons we just listed.
It's so bad. Like, it's not even entertaining bad. It's not like I can watch bad movies and still be, like, entertained by them. This is in no way entertaining.
It's not fun. Yeah. It looks fun. By the cover, it looks fun.
It's very misleading. Don't do it.
Yeah. Okay. Are we done am I done shit-talking this one?
Yes. Moving on.
Moving on, then. Satan's Little Helper from 2004, written and directed by Jeff Lieberman. The IMDb summary is, a naive young boy unknowingly becomes the pawn of a serial killer. Have you seen this movie before?
I haven't.
Really? It was always on TV. Like, I just remember seeing this on TV every Halloween.
I've seen it playing. Like, I know that a lot of movie houses have probably played it here over the past years that I've been here, because I see the name always popping up, but new.
It is not a good movie, but it is a really fun movie. I really enjoy this movie. It's a guilty pleasure of mine.
I had a lot of, like, ups and downs during it, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, I had, when it first started, because, you know, it's, like, made to, like, look older, I guess, because it was filmed in, what, 2004?
I think it's just shitty. I think it's just shitty audio and shitty video. I don't think that was on purpose.
You don't? Because, I mean, even in 2004, I feel like we had better
quality stuff than that. It looks like a made-for-TV movie from early 90s.
Yeah. Yeah. And I thought that was supposed to be on purpose.
I don't think it was.
Especially with the opening. Like, the opening of it kind of made it look like an old VHS tape a little bit.
Maybe. Maybe it was on purpose.
But it wasn't like House of the Devil, where, like, I'm in on it from the beginning. Like, I literally was like, wait a minute. And I had to, like, we definitely, like, restarted it twice because, or once, because I was like, I have to, like, IMDb this. And I can't really hear what they're saying. I don't understand. Yeah. Like, it was
You
just,
need subtitles because the audio is really terrible.
It's so bad.
It's really terrible.
It took me a good while to adjust to it.
That's why I was saying I don't think this was on purpose, because I don't think you would make your audio that hard to hear on purpose.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I think, that makes sense.
I honestly think it was just low quality because it was low quality. I think the choices made in that, to that extent, maybe weren't great, but maybe it was just not in the budget to do something that looked better, and digital was not an option. I don't know. I don't really know much about film, and I don't really know much about film in 2004, so I'm not, I feel like we were kind of just starting to pick it up then.
I don't know, because quality. Like, I've definitely made films in high school with my friends that looked and sounded better. And, like, Jeff whatever
Lieberman
has done shit before this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this isn't his first rodeo.
No. And I honestly couldn't find much on it. I did look, and I don't know, maybe just the version of this on Amazon is really shitty. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if that's an Amazon issue or if that's a general issue. I don't remember this looking or sounding this badly when I first watched it. But I barely remember that. You know, I remember watching it on TV a lot. It was always on TV. I don't know what channel, but I remember seeing it on TV quite often. But yeah, the quality is terrible. It's really atrocious. It's like watching something on YouTube from, like, the 90s.
Yeah, it seriously looks like someone just transferred this from a VHS tape, but I guess maybe it's not on purpose.
I don't know. I don't know if it was on purpose or not. I can get over it because I don't care.
Sure.
It's not that kind of movie where it really matters, honestly. It just doesn't.
Oh, and the weird incest stuff was really creepy.
Yeah. This little boy is
super fucked up.
He wins the award for most obnoxious kid in a movie for me. He's worse than the kid from The Babadook. He's so ignorant and just dumb.
Super dumb. I'm like, why do you think, like, just like the whole time I was just like, wait, why is he not understanding that these people are literally dying in front of him? Like, I'm so confused.
I mean, everyone is kind of dumb in this movie, but it's still so fun. We have Honey Bunny from Pulp Fiction as the mom, who is just...
Also, Rose from How We Buried an Axe Murderer.
Oh, there you go. Double trouble.
I don't know why. Amanda Plummer.
Yeah, I think that's her name. I love her. I think she's great as the mom. I think the characters are really fun. They're stupid, but I think they're fun. Like, they're over the top. She's like the flighty mom, like the flighty cool mom. Like, they're cool parents, you know?
She was a slutty Renaissance lady last year for Halloween.
I'm trying to picture her in that costume, by the way.
I was too. I totally was too.
I don't think it worked very well, but
no.
No. I don't know. I always just think it's really fun. I think it's gorier than you expect it to be.
Totally.
It's creepier than you kind of expect it to be. There's definitely scenes in this movie that I'm like, whoa, okay, go in there, you know?
And I think that's why I like felt so conflicted sometimes. I was like, okay, like this is so funny. And then I was like, too much. Yeah. Like, too much, I can't.
Yeah, the cat, I was like, oh no, the cat part, I forgot about the cat part. I didn't warn Carly about the cat part.
I literally was like, oh God, like I saw him go for the cat and I immediately just turned and looked at Lave and I just like stared at him and I was like, oh no, oh no. And he was just like, oh, he was just like watching his face react to like the cat thing. And I was like, okay, okay, not looking.
I mean, it's so fake looking though.
Yeah, I know.
It didn't bother me.
I mean, I assume so. I didn't see it.
Yeah.
The way that the rest of the movie went.
So in case you're not familiar with this film, I know we've just been kind of dogging
talking
it,
randomly about it.
So the kid in this film, he's about what, like 9-10 years old, like older than you should be when you should realize things are real. Did I say that right? I feel like I said that backwards.
I get what you're saying.
He's much older than you would think a character like this is. Because he's so gullible. He's really obsessed with this video game. That's the most low-quality looking video game I think I've ever seen in my life. Like, think Clarissa. If you were a kid of the 90s and you watch Clarissa Explained It All, like, remember the video game she created? That's what these look like. He plays this video game called Satan's Little Helper about a kid that helps Satan to kill people. And the more brutal their deaths, like, the more points you get. And so he's dressed like Satan's Little Helper for Halloween. He loves Satan. He's fucking obsessed with Satan. And to him, God is the enemy. So he's like, watch out or God will get us. And so he's just obsessed with Satan. His sister comes to visit from college and brings her boyfriend and they're theater majors and they're so weird. It's a weird relationship.
But like everything's a weird relationship. I remember when like I was sitting in the car and he's like, I'm going to marry her. I was like, wait. And it took me like 20 minutes into the movie and I was like, wait, they're like brother and sister, right? Like, I'm super confused about why.
The mom even says after he says this, he's like, he doesn't understand the concept of incest yet. And he said, you said sex. And she's like, no, I said incest.
I was like, what is happening? I'm so confused. What kind of movie is this? What is Maybe Watch?
That kid should be old enough to understand you don't marry your sister, but whatever. Moving right along.
So weird.
So he's obsessed with Satan and he comes across, he's just walking around the town. He sees some really, I thought, cool Halloween decorations and he like scoffs at them like, that's so fake looking. And then he keeps walking and he sees this guy dressed up as a devil pulling a body out of a house of a dead person, puts them on the couch outside of the house and makes it look like a Halloween prop. Because he's a serial killer. And that's what he does. He goes around and he kills people and makes them look like Halloween props. Awesome idea, by the way. Awesome idea for a movie.
Totally. Was super on board with that.
Yeah. So he sees that. He goes, awesome. And decides that's Satan. And he wants to be his little helper. To him, it's all a game. Because he's stupid. He's really, really dumb. And then he just invites the serial killer along with him. Long story short, the sister's boyfriend gets hurt when he's with Satan. And I'm going to call the devil guy the serial killer Satan because we never find out who he is. So Satan gets the boyfriend and poses as him for the rest of the movie. And so he's like grabbing on the sister. And it's just, it's really creepy and awesome. And I just love this movie, even though it's so dumb.
Yeah.
He's definitely a serial killer. Because the kid will be like, oh yeah, get this guy or get this person. And I'll just kill him. And the kid's like, oh, so cool.
Until it's like, cut my dad's stomach open. And then he does. And then he's like, oh my God.
Yeah, she tells him to spill his dad's guts. That's really fucked up. Yeah. I love the part where there's a part where they go and to the grocery store to pick up candy. By the way, how do you not have candy for trick-or-treaters on Halloween at all? Like, nothing. Didn't make any sense.
I mean, if you're planning to be home or if you're planning for someone to be home, you have candy.
Yeah, you have to have. Even if you're not home and you don't put a bowl out, I still think that's kind of shitty. Like, it might not last forever, but at least you tried. So They go grocery shopping. They steal the groceries. The Satan kills the grocer that chases after them by like stabbing him in the stomach real quick and throwing him in a trash can. And the kid's like, doesn't see the stabbing part. And he's like, yeah, make him smell garbage. I love that part. And then the kids in the grocery cart, and these like, they're just running through the parking lot. And this is my favorite part of the whole movie. Because the kid thinks it's a video game. He's so stupid. And he goes, look, a pregnant lady. Smashes into a pregnant woman. That's, with the cart.
I was just like, what the hell is happening? And then runs over the baby.
And then he goes, look, a baby. He smashed into the baby. And he goes, look, a blind man. Like, there just happens to be all these people in the parking lot.
I was like, oh my God, what is happening?
Have you ever seen the movie Death Race 2000?
No.
This is like a movie that takes place in the future where there's a car race, and the more people you kill while on this race, like, you win. Yeah. So like it's kind of like that, where if you see a pregnant person or you see a child or you see an elderly person, like, they're extra points and stuff. It's a really terrible movie, but kind of reminded me of that. I don't necessarily recommend it, but I'm sure
the
quite
name
a few
is gold.
I feel like I've been talking a lot, Carly. Do you want to talk about your feelings on this movie a little bit?
I feel like I already did. Like, it was a really fun ride. Yeah. I enjoyed it. And it also made me feel very uncomfortable sometimes.
It really is a pretty uncomfortable movie. But it's so cheesy that it's, like, kind of okay. I really liked the role of the boyfriend, because he's a rich kid. His dad beat him and treated him like shit, which is not funny. But the way he handles it, it's funny. He's like, I'm going to dress as Satan so that your brother will like me. Because the brother doesn't like him, obviously.
Because he's like, you're with my woman.
Yeah, so he's like, I'm going to dress as Satan. So instead of actually dressing like Satan, he's like, I'm gonna look like my father so I can channel my character. I love how people put on masks in this movie so much more than people in real life on Halloween put on masks. like
it's true.
You don't really see that many masks. I mean, honestly, I don't really remember seeing this many masks on Halloween. And wearing masks of, like, nondescript humans. Like, here's a blonde guy mask.
Well, yeah, because I just feel like in real life, a lot of places you aren't really allowed to wear masks, so they just have to use, but people are making these masks, so they're just throwing them in the movies.
Yeah, it's true. There's just a lot of masks in this movie. Like, everyone wears a mask. That guy who plays Satan, his suit is the biggest suit. It's like, it looks very 90s. Like, it's a 90s suit. It's like super wide and boxy and like humongous. I just thought that was real. Every time I saw him, I'm like, this looks like weird.
He just was a classy looking mofo.
It's like a zoot suit.
Such a zoot. Yes, yes.
It's like a black zoot suit. What else do I have? Mom goes to get special cider mugs, and they're orange. They're just orange. That's special cider mugs, in case you were wondering. And you wanted to buy some special cider mugs. You just need to buy orange mugs. I'm just going through my notes now. Let's see, what else do I have? Oh, it's the day of Halloween. They go to the costume shop, and there's a million costumes available. That's
bullshit.
That's
bullshit, artist.
They're all gone. Bullshit, artist.
And they're all like 50% off in real life.
When Satan gets the boyfriend, because he says, get him. The little boy says, get him. And Satan drags him into the alleyway. They, like, they have a legit, like, WWE style wrestling match in the alleyway. Which is my favorite thing ever.
Does he say get him? I thought that, like, the boyfriend won him over for a second.
No. Boy, they're walking back from the store. He bought a mask. The kid set him up. And he sees Satan coming towards him, and he goes, here he is, get him! And then Satan drags him into the alleyway, and they wrestle.
Gotcha.
He, like, smashes his head into a brick wall.
Yeah, no, I remember him getting his ass kicked for sure.
Yeah. And then, so he's a serial killer. He takes the boyfriend, puts him on a couch on someone's front porch, kills a cat, and then drags the cat on this piece of plywood behind the couch and writes boo on it with the cat's blood. So a woman comes up. I assume she saw some of that. A woman comes up with her little child and says, oh, can I get a picture? And Satan poses with the
dead man and...
Because if you're a serial killer, do you really want to pose for a picture?
Wearing a mask? Who knows?
I guess that's true.
He's fine.
I don't know that you would find that mask anywhere, though. You could probably trace it, especially since they're on a small island.
That's accurate.
Just saying. I like how the kid calls the sister's boobs boomies. She's in her Renaissance slut outfit. I don't like calling it a Renaissance slut. She's in her Renaissance outfit that really just looks like an I Dream of Jeannie outfit.
That's what I thought the whole time. I was like, is she Barbara Eden?
She could just be Barbara Eden. And the kid comes up, I can see your boomies, to his sister.
To me, it was like just not as endearing as Yabos.
Yeah, it's true.
Yabos. That's what it made me think of. And I was like, Yabos.
Yeah.
Max likes your Yabos. In fact, he loves them.
That's from Hocus Pocus, in case you weren't aware. So the child compliments on his sister's boobs, and then Satan comes in. She thinks it's her boyfriend. By the way, they haven't been dating very long. And he just grabs them.
And she's so into it. In front of her brother.
Right in front of her little brother.
And I was like, nope.
They basically start dry humping in front of her little brother.
And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, where are we? I need to refill my glass of wine at this point.
I love this movie so much. It's so good. Oh, all right. What else do I have? So after he is grabbing her and groping her in front of her brother, she decides to go upstairs because it's inappropriate for her brother to be watching this, apparently. And Satan follows her and they start making out in a room, which is not the way you make out with someone you just started dating. It's very rough and it gets kind of rapey and she runs away. But then quickly after that, tells her mother that she thinks she loves him, which I found a little bit disturbing.
It was super weird because she like looks genuinely terrified a few times. And then all of a sudden she's just like, it's fine.
It's fine. I think I love him. Okay.
Doesn't make very much sense.
No, it's not really an appropriate. So let me just bring us back to the grocery store for a minute to talk about this. They're in the grocery store. The demon Satan guy, he's grabbing zip ties, he's grabbing knives, he's grabbing...
For murder.
Shipping tape. And the kid's like, what do you need that stuff for? Is that so you can kill them and spill their guts? And this, and he just does this really slow, like, quick, happy nod. Like, yeah, I can't wait to do it. I love it. I'm sorry. All right. That's really, I probably could have cut that whole thing out, but I just really love that part. He's just so happy. He's happy, Satan. I can't wait to spill people's guts.
Yeah, this is great. And then like the smile, like the weird smile on his face.
Yeah. And then they go to this old lady scene. They go to this old lady's house to go trick-or-treating, they said. You know, it's just Satan and the kids waiting out in the street in the shopping cart. And he goes up to the house. And he's ringing the doorbell, and this old lady's coming to the door so slowly. By the way, she's not even that old. The woman looks like she's maybe 50, but she's acting like she's 90. She's got this, like...
Moo-moo.
This moo-moo and this walker, and she's moving so fucking slow to the door. And Satan's like...
I felt so bad for her. I was like, not old people.
He's
can't.
Like, come on, hurry it up, Grandma, you know, with his hands, because he doesn't talk. She gets to the door and he just punches her in the gut and she goes flying. I'm sorry, it's not funny, but it is. No, you didn't think that
Amy
was funny?
Amy thinks it's funny. I was like, oh.
What?
And puppies.
But it was like cartoony. It wasn't real.
I know. I get what you're saying. It still made me feel bad. She just wanted to give him some candy.
He hangs her from the second floor in front of the kid and they're like, oh, cool, it looks real. Like,
he's such a goddamn idiot.
That kid's a fucking idiot. Oh my god. I just love it so much. Then he steals all her all our pills and mixes it in with the candy for the children to eat. So that's nice.
It's a charmer.
I have just so many notes. I just can't even get through them all. I love, okay, so by the time they realize it, the boyfriend and the sister are going to go after the killer, right? So they have to change their costumes. They go to the costume shop. The whole town is being terrorized by the demon and his friends. They go into the costume shop to change costumes. She's dressed like a chicken and he's dressed like an ogre. And she doesn't change her shoes, though. She's wearing like fancy high heels and a chicken costume. That's how the mom knows. That's how Satan.
That it's her.
Yeah, it's true. That's also how Satan recognizes her, though.
True.
Yeah.
Satan pays attention to those heels.
They walk into the party, and this drunk hippie woman goes to the boyfriend who's dressed like an ogre and says, "I like trolls, man. I saw Shrek 3 times. Shrek's not a fucking troll, dummy." That pissed me off. He's an ogre, you half-wit. Just come on.
Come on. Get it together, lady.
Get it together, drunk hippie lady. I don't know why that bothered me so much, but I definitely wrote it down with exclamation points. There's also a point in the movie where the demon, or Satan, shoots himself in the hand and does not wince at all. So, which led me to think, is he really Satan? Because maybe he is. How are you going to shoot yourself in the hand and have no problems?
And then the guy was like, "It's my dad." Satan is my dad.
The boyfriend thinks Satan's his dad. Satan's very good at putting dead people in positions that makes them look alive. So that when people try to kill him because they think it's him, it's the damn masks, man. And then at the end of the movie, let's just skip to the end of the movie because I have so many things I could say, but it's going to take forever. at the very end of the movie, so he goes from being Satan, then he dresses like Jesus, so the kid trusts him again. Then at the very end, he's dressed like a police officer. And at this point in the movie, you'd think he doesn't need a mask anymore. The whole town has been pretty much killed off. Like, so many bad things have happened. He's still wearing a mask, like a man mask. As a police officer, rings the doorbell to help them, and they allow him in the house. But you don't notice that the police officer's wearing a human mask.
I feel like the intelligence level in this movie is just so low that everybody's just real dumb.
This movie is meant to be a horror comedy, though. Like, it's on purpose. It's very comical. I love it. I really enjoy this movie. I think it's a little too long, but
it could definitely be shorter.
They could probably cut a couple scenes out, but I just really enjoyed it. Just a little bit of trivia I found was that this movie was on Rolling Stone's 13 Terrifying Horror Movie Moments You Can't Unsee.
For what?
The scene that they listed as the most terrifying moment was when Satan and the sister are making out.
Okay.
Because she thinks it's her boyfriend and he's like groping her.
Interesting.
I don't think it really deserves that title.
I don't either. That's really bizarre.
But the other moments on that list are also very strange. So I would.
Gotcha. So the person who wrote that list, not necessarily the most credible.
Maybe not the most knowledgeable about horror and maybe just happened to watch this movie and was like, that's pretty terrifying.
Great.
All in all, I recommend Satan's Little Helper. I do not recommend Hellions.
No, don't watch it. Don't do it.
Would you watch Satan's Little Helper again, Carly?
Maybe if I found like a better quality
version
of it that I could hear.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'd watch it on like with subtitles. I didn't watch it with subtitles this last time.
Oh yeah, I definitely watched it with subtitles.
Yeah, so I'm sure I missed a lot of stuff.
Oh. All in all, a lot of fun. It's a good time.
It's definitely worth watching.
I think it's a fun movie to watch in October. I would recommend adding it to your Halloween watch list if you're looking for another Halloween-themed movie.
For sure.
All right. So then that brings us to our newest segment, I suppose. Carly, what is that one called?
It's called Social Media Question of the Week.
This week's question is, you have to bring one video game character into the real world, and you have to be their assistant. Who would you choose and why? So, Carly, before we jump in, I just want to say, when I thought of this question, I forgot that video games passed 1999 existed. and I don't know, like, any of the choices that people made.
Amazing. So
I might need your assistance. You'll notice some of on our notes, some of them are in
brackets.
Those are the video games. I had to look up what video games they were from. So maybe that helps you in case you aren't aware. But you're Amazing. More of a video game person than me. So maybe you can help me out here.
Cool. I will do my best.
All right.
Let's see what we got. Okay, so on Twitter we have at Eddie Foote, who said, BJ Blazkowicz, fight monsters and Nazis. Yes, please, although anyone who ever teams up with BJ ends up taking a dirt nap. So maybe that would be a bad idea. So he is talking about Wolfenstein.
Yes.
1992, though.
Oh.
Right?
I don't know.
It's an older one.
I don't know. I look like there was, when I looked it up, it looks like there's a couple versions of that video game. I'm not familiar with either of them. But that sounds, I mean, fighting monsters and Nazis does sound fun.
Sounds like a good way to go.
As long as BJ Blazkowicz, I don't know how to say that name. Blazkowicz is super tough and can take care of me, because I don't know that I could hold my own against
monsters. Pretty tough.
Yeah. Elizabeth says, Seamus from the Metroid games, fighting aliens and blowing up planets sounds fun.
It does sound fun.
Blowing up planets?
You do. What are we, the Death Star?
Are there creatures? Are there creatures on the planets? Are you killing, like, are you committing intergalactic genocide? Because I don't know that I'm down with that, Elizabeth. It's dark even for you.
It's silly and fun. Oh, it's my turn. At Black Cat Memes says Mario, because he's the man and I like mushrooms and snagging gold coins.
Hey, I know that one.
Can get definitely get behind that one.
I could get behind that one. You could be like Yoshi, you know?
Bloop.
Bloop. Bloop. At TT Podcast says, I'd bring in Chrono. You can travel through time and he has that awesome hair.
Amazing.
Is it Chrono or Chrono?
Chrono.
Chrono. I don't know that game. Yeah, I've
Pretty
never played
sure.
it. Right?
Pretty sure. At Last Cthulhu says, Shoden, we already play as her underling during the second part of System Shock 2, and I never felt so right in my life.
Oh.
I like it.
A lot of these video games sound like fun, and I wish I was good at video games and wanted to play them.
That's the beauty of video games. You don't have to be good at them.
You know, you do in my world, because at least in the land of video games that I'm familiar with playing, you can't just wander around. You have to, like, keep going. And I just get frustrated because I can't get past certain parts and I give up.
It depends, because there's, like, definitely, like, certain RPGs where you can just wander the world and you just, like, pick up quests as you go.
Yeah, I think I would be more into an RPG game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I could do that. I just don't have, like, a way to really do that. You know what kind of video game console I have? What? I have one. It's a GameCube.
Yes. I actually never played too many games on GameCube.
Our friend Andrew in college had one, and I used to just love, like, hanging out and playing. Because that we had, like, four controllers, so we played, we played Mario Kart a lot in college. And then we also played Mario Party, which I have on my GameCube. And
the best.
I just played it recently with some friends. It was so much fun.
It's always so fun to play with people. Yeah, it's great. I love Mario Party.
Okay, where were we? Oh, at MJ Hogan 29 says, the Lone Wanderer from Fallout 3. He's basically Mad Max, and every day we feel closer to World War 3. He would help me survive the wasteland.
I think that's super fair.
I think that's really smart. I think using your noggin. Appreciate
it. Super stoked on this next one here. At Kung Fu Dracula says Jaws from the Nintendo game, because it's fucking Jaws.
Yeah.
Accurate.
Except he yells, it's fucking Jaws.
He did. All exclamation points. There was a Jaws game for Xbox that I have. And I've, like, seriously contemplated just, like, buying an original Xbox, because the game is not backwards compatible for the 360, which is a really big bummer. But anyway,
you just spoke too much nerd. I didn't understand anything you said.
There's, like, a special code that you can put in that gives you, like, all of his stats, like, right off the bat. And it is so much fun, because you're basically playing the shark in the water, and your, like, goal is to, like, eat people that are, like, swimming to the beach. And it's so fun.
That's really fun.
God, I love that game so much.
At Walker SD10 says, the Burger Time guy, because burgers.
I like it.
I like it too.
At V and a bunch of threes says, Nathan Drake, always wanted to go treasure hunting from Uncharted.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that game. But treasure hunting does sound like fun.
Totally.
At Horror Evil Queen says Juliet Starling from Lollipop Chainsaw. So, and then she posted a picture of this video game, and it's the craziest looking thing I think I've ever seen.
I've actually never played that before.
It's like the picture is of like a blonde cheerleader girl, and she has like this humongous pink chainsaw.
Amazing. I like both of them. She looks like Harley Quinn, kind of.
And doesn't the costume, I think her uniform says like San Romero High School, which I'm guessing is it a zombie game? And like maybe Romero is like a reference to Romero. I don't know. Just something I thought about randomly.
Yeah, it's a comedy horror video game.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Cool suggestion there, Horror Evil Queen. What consoles is that on?
It's on PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360.
Oh, I have neither of those. So I will enjoy thinking about it. It's not on the GameCube.
Dang it.
Oh, shucks.
Maybe next time.
At Finn Horror says, I'll take Pitfall Harry for some old-fashioned side-scrolling 8-bit nostalgia. He only moves in 2 dimensions, so being his assistant would be easy.
That's true.
I don't know about Pitfall Harry.
I actually don't either.
Pitfall Harry.
I like these suggestions, though.
Yeah.
On Facebook, we have Lee P, who says Pyramid Head from Silent Hill, because he would scare the piss out of anybody. Yes, he would, including me.
And as your assistant, you can help him through doorways.
That's true. He can't.
He's going to need assistance.
He does need that.
Yeah.
He needs help.
Yeah. Justin from the Horror Business says, Seamus Aran, because she reminds me of Ripley. And I looked up a picture, and it does look like Ripley when she's like a cyborg. A little bit. She's not really a cyborg, but she's, you know, in like the robot suit. What do you think, Carly? Do you have an idea of who you would want to bring in?
Yes. I think that like my immediate thought was definitely like Mario Brothers, because like super nostalgic about that game. But like I also really enjoy the new Rise of the Tomb Raider games, so I might say Lara Croft, because then I'd get to like explore tombs with
that's
like,
true. That would be really fun. She can help protect you.
Yeah. And I could like learn how to like shoot a bow and arrow super efficiently. I threw a tomahawk yesterday when I was like apple picking, and I felt really badass. So I feel like
you could get into that.
I've got really good aim apparently, but none of my throws, I guess, were hard enough to stick. But it felt great.
Wow. Well, that's good. And maybe she could give you some pointers on tomahawk throwing.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
I think I would. Now, I'm like I said, I'm a kid of the 90s. So I played Sega Genesis a lot as a kid. So I'm going to say I want one of the beasts from Altered Beast to be
nice
to bring in, because the dudes from Altered Beast, I don't know if you're aware of this game, Carly. Basically, you power up and you become different beasts in different levels and you fight demons. And when you power up, you eventually turn into a werewolf, or sometimes they turn into were-dragons, where there's a were-bear you can turn into, and a were-tiger, I believe.
Were-bear.
Yeah, a were-bear. so, really, very exciting. It would be so much fun, because then I could have this giant beast to help him on his missions, and he'll protect me, and that'll be that. I'll help him with the power-ups. I'll grab the power-ups and throw them at him so he can turn into it.
I like
beast.
It.
Yeah. So that's it for that segment. So let's talk about what's going on with us. I before we talk about us personally, I'd like to mention that we now have our shop open.
Woo-woo! So cool!
Hopefully by this time we'll have a link up on our website, finalgirlshorrorcast.com. But if not, we'll be posting links elsewhere,
everywhere else.
I'll put it up on Facebook, and I'll put a link up on Twitter, to get it out there. But you should be able to go on our website by now, finalgirlshorrorcast.com, and click on the shop link to bring it to you.
finalgirlshorrorcast.threadless.com.
Thank you, Carly. That's where you can go to find it if for some reason a link is not available to you at this time. We have two designs and a million options of things you can purchase. I want them all too. From t-shirts to lounge pants to fancy
duvet covers.
Do you want a Final Girls shower curtain? Because that could be a reality for you. What's that? You would like a Final Girls notebook? I can have it.
Oh my God, yes.
Duvet cover is my favorite.
It looks so great.
It does look really great. And we have a brand new design. It's an 80s style design where Carly is dressed as Jason Voorhees and I'm dressed as Michael Myers and we're in front of an Evil Dead looking house. It's so much fun. I love that design. A friend of mine, Blaine Slingerland, made it. I'm going to be putting his links up on the website too, because he's a graphic designer. If you're looking to get some designs that are similar, he does great stuff. And then also our logo from Jason Link, who did a fantastic job on our logo. There's a design up for that as well. We have all sorts of stuff up there. Be sure to go in and check it out. Even if you don't want to buy anything, like, just look at how cool it is. I'm so excited about
it. It's so cool.
I feel like I'm just going to buy everything.
I am.
Yeah, I was asking online the other day. I was like, is it okay for me to wear a shirt with my own face on it? Is that like a weird thing? Because I think I'm going to do it anyway. I don't care. It's just such a cool design.
The answer is it's not weird at all.
It's a little weird, but I don't really care.
I don't either. I'm doing it.
So, yeah, be sure to go on and check it out. And you know, you don't have to buy anything. It's just fun to look at. If you want to buy something, that's a bonus, but don't feel like you have to. So, Carly, you went apple picking and pumpkin picking and you threw tomahawks yesterday.
Yes, I went to my friend, actually, Jason, who designed our logo. Him, his girlfriend, me and my boyfriend all went to Riley's something or other. I don't know. I thought it was just going to be like pumpkin and apple picking, but it was like this whole like colonial village kind of thing. It was amazing. Like super, super, super cool. So they had this like little area that you basically like spend $10 and you get tickets to go in, and they have like candle making. They had like quilling where you like write with a feather quill and stuff.
That's really fun.
Yeah, like tomahawk throwing, archery, blacksmith. They had like, it was just like this whole like adorable little colonial village.
Where is that, Carly? Do you know where it is?
Yucaipa, California.
Where the fuck is that?
Who knows?
Who knows?
I had to ask Siri how to say it. Oh. And then I was reminding my party the whole time because we could not figure out how to say Yucaipa life of us. Yeah.
Yucaipa.
Yeah.
Did they have apple cider? Because that's my favorite.
They did have apple cider and it was so good. And they had like...
Did they have apple cider donuts? Because that's my favorite.
They did not have the donuts, which I was bummed about, but they had the apple crumb pie that I had. Oh, was like freaking amazing.
It was sounds amazing.
So, 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 so good. And so like for the first time in my life, I actually like picked a pumpkin off of a vine to like take with me. I've never done that before. I've always like gone to apple or to pumpkin places where they just like put them. They put them all out and you go choose yours, but you don't like actually like pick it from it growing out of the ground, which was a lot of fun. It was really, really cool.
That sounds like so much fun.
Yeah.
I need to look that up because we are going up your way. Is it far from LA?
It's like an hour and a half.
Is it north? Do you know?
I think so. It's on the way to Big Bear is what I understand. Okay. Again, I wasn't driving, so I'm not 100% sure. But
I'm going up there with my niece, and I thought that would be fun.
It was super worth the trip because it was just, like, so cute. And then, like, when we walked up to go to actually, like, pick the pumpkins, like, there was, like, a whole section of this farm that, like, I don't even feel like we really got the full like, chance to explore. Because we spent so much time in like the like little colonial village or whatever.
Right.
So yeah, it was super fun. And there was a lot of stuff to do. And then on our way back, there's this thing called Pumpkin Rock, which is like, I don't know. It was like super out in the middle of nowhere. And it was basically like we hiked up the foothills and it felt like forever. But it was so worth it because we got to the top. It was like this huge, just like massive rock that like people painted to look like a big jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, and so fun.
Like, yeah, it was super, super, super awesome.
That's really cool. I wish I could say I did something that awesome. We've just been like dealing with construction on our house, and it's exhausting. And I've been working on the shop, so I'm tired. I'm really excited to watch Gerald's game today.
Me too.
I kind of put it off a little. I started it yesterday, but then I ran out of time, and I'm like, I can't watch this right now. but I will be watching that today, and I've been watching Downton Abbey like it's going out of style. Oh, so
like so good.
I just love it. But you know, that's really it. I don't really have much going on. I'm not as exciting as you, but hopefully some fun Halloween stuff coming up for me.
It's just LA.
That does sound like fun. You know, Mike, a friend of ours from college, and his girlfriend went back east, and they, you know, there's apple orchards everywhere back east, and they brought me back apple cider donuts, and I thought that was really sweet.
Yay!
They were only slightly stale. They were still very delicious. I was very excited about it.
I would have eaten them. They're delicious.
I totally did.
Good.
I love apple cider donuts, and they do not have them out here. It sucks.
There's a place that I went to last year with my cousin. We went apple picking. They had the apple cider donuts.
Yeah.
And who knows? They might have had them at this place that I went to as well, but I just might have missed them.
There were some. I saw one in like the Julian apple pie shop on your way to Julian. I have seen them there, but I don't know. I didn't get them because they didn't look the same. They look like some weird West Coast version of apple cider donuts.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Bullshit artist. All right, well, let's close out. Thanks to Troy from Cave Bastard for our song Sequencing the Drone and Jason Link for our amazing logo. Visit finalgirlshorrorcast.com to see their stuff. You can also find our shop on there, and you can also find information on Blaine, as I said, who did our fantastic, awesome 80s style logo. We also have a lot of Final Girl stickers to give away if you're interested in getting those. Rate and review us on iTunes and send us an email, finalgirlshorrorcast@gmail.com, and we'll send some directly to you.
Final Girls Horrorcast is part of the Modern Horrors Podcast Network. Clink.
Clink. Coffee mug sound.
Exactly. It's too early. This week's episode is sponsored by Elizabeth, Mikey H., Nick B., Jonathan W., Black Cat, Miss Tab, and the OT Gourmet Geek. Final Girls Horrorcast is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TunedIn, and pretty much anywhere else that you can stream a podcast. We are also very active on social media, so please interact with us. You can find us on Twitter at Final Girls HC and Instagram and Facebook. Just search for Final Girls Horrorcast. We also invite you to join our Final Girls discussion group on Facebook. You can find the link on our Facebook homepage.
And then next week, we are continuing with our fancy October Halloween style month. We are going to be covering Honey Spider, which is on Amazon. I know nothing about that one, and I'm kind of excited to watch it.
I'm super intrigued.
And we're also going to be watching Murder Party, which is Jeremy Saulnier's first film, I believe, and that's on Shudder, if you have Shudder. If not, we'll try to keep the spoilers to a minimum on that. I'm really excited to finally see that movie.
Me too.
I've heard great things, so I can at least recommend Murder Party to you for next week. I don't know what Honey Spider is going to be like. I don't even know that I've met anyone that's seen it, so it'll be an experience. The poster looks cool. I don't know. I'm into it.
I think it's going to be fun.
Until then, I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
Bye! Bye.